You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
Come and bring us. If you wanted to follow it from the Bibles in front of you as well, it's on page 1070. Thank you, Joan.
The reading this morning is from John chapter 6, verses 25 to 40. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of heaven is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Your amazing provision for us. Thank you for all these gifts for Caris House. And Lord, we pray that they would be a blessing to them. Thank you for all the work that they do. Lord, we pray that you continue to provide for Caris House in every way. Thank you too, Lord, for the fact that you're a speaking God. And Lord, we ask that you would speak to us through your word now, in the power of your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, God is interested not just in our physical needs, what we need to eat and what we need to drink, because, actually, with all our physical needs, we get hungry again and again and again. All right, so I want you to be honest here. Have you ever had the same feeling I've had, where perhaps you may have overeaten and you thought, "Wow, I am so full, I am never going to need to eat again"? I've thought that. Yeah, Emily, well done. Yeah, you get so full, you think, "Gosh, I'm never going to need to eat again." Well, guess what? I did have some breakfast this morning. I always end up eating again and again, because we get hungry again and again and again, don't we? God is interested in our physical needs, but he's not just interested in our physical needs. He's interested in our spiritual needs too. So, in today's passage, and what we've been thinking through this morning's service, what was it that Jesus called himself? Did you notice it's in verse 35? Have a look down on your sheets if you've got it. Verse 35, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. bread of life. That is a strange name, isn't it? And we might have heard it before, so we might be familiar to it, but actually, it is a strange name. Why does Jesus call himself the bread of life? Well, because bread is a simple, staple food eaten around the world by all sorts of different people. It's a basic human need to keep us going, isn't it? And to preserve our life. And we're going to find out more about why Jesus calls himself the bread of life as we look at this passage together. Earlier in John chapter 6, we see Jesus feed 5,000 people with just five loaves and two fish. Immediately before this bit, Jesus walks on water. And earlier in John's gospel, we see Jesus turning water into wine and healing people. He's miraculous. And so our passage starts in verse 25 with the crowd looking for Jesus. Why? Because they want another Michelin-starred heavenly feast. They want Jesus to give them more food like they had when Jesus fed the 5,000. Jesus says so in verse 26. But then in verse 27, Jesus has a warning for these people. He says this, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Now, the thing is, bread doesn't last forever, does it? Jesus warns the crowd not to be so concerned about just the here and now, but eating food, filling your tummies. And he warns them against just having your focus on immediate, kind of short-sighted satisfaction. Because our bread goes moldy. And I mustn't mix it up with the gifts for Carrie's house. Here we are. Look, bread doesn't stay nice forever. Let's have a look at this. There we go. Who fancies eating that? No, it's not very nice, is it? Ugh. Bread doesn't last forever, okay? So you don't have to have that one with your tea and coffee later. It doesn't last forever. But in verse 27, Jesus is saying that he, the Son of Man, which is a title that he gives for himself, which, incidentally, is from the book of Daniel, which we're going to start looking at next Sunday, so do come back. Jesus says he's going to give them food that lasts forever, food that lasts for eternity, okay? He says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Now, eternal life is quite hard to get your head around, so here we are. I can try and show you a little bit what eternal life is like with my toilet roll, as you do. Now, okay, imagine, okay, your life on earth is like one square of this toilet roll, okay? In that one square of toilet roll, you are going to eat probably hundreds of thousands of meals, or thousands, I don't know, a lot of meals anyway, a lot of which are going to involve bread. But you're going to need to keep eating again and again and again. So your whole life is like one square of this toilet roll. Okay, who thinks they've got gentle hands? Charlotte. Great. We're going to try and unravel this toilet roll all the way without it snapping. Okay, so one roll, one square is your life. The rest of the toilet roll, so you keep walking backwards, brilliant, is like eternity, okay? Jesus says his bread is going to last for eternity. You're doing a great job. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Look how long eternity is. Wow. Jesus' bread is going to last a long time. If you just keep going through Trinity Passage up the hill, it's fine. Yeah. This isn't even Andrex. This is Aldi. Wow. Okay. Now, we get the idea, all right? Just pop it down there, Charlotte. That's great. Thank you, Charlotte. The bread that Jesus gives is going to last for eternal life. Now, this is a faulty demonstration, okay? Because this toilet roll will actually come to an end. So every illustration falls down. This one falls down because it does actually come to an end. Eternity won't come to an end. Jesus' bread is going to last for eternity. That is an amazing thought to think about, isn't it? Now, the people are understandably a bit confused, right? So they ask a really good question in verse 28. They say to Jesus, they asked him, What must we do to do the work God requires? I mean, don't you wish you knew? What is it that God wants us to do? Just tell us, Jesus. We want to know what to do. Have you ever felt that? I want to know what God wants me to do. Well, there's good news, because God is a speaking God who doesn't leave us in the dark. He tells us exactly. And he doesn't want us to do anything. What? God doesn't want us to do anything. These people who were asking the question wanted to do something because they were religious people. And in a way, we want to prove ourselves and say, hey, look what I've done. So how does Jesus answer this question? What must we do to do the work God requires? Here's his answer. Nothing. Instead of doing, you believe. Look down at verse 29. Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. It's simple. God wants us to believe in the one he has sent. Just have a look at the screen. Can we have the sound on for the...
Susie Dixon! Congratulations on buying home insurance through comparethemarket.com. Here is your very own Yakov toy. Sergey.
Oh, well done!
Sergey.
What?
To get exclusive Meerkat toy, buy insurance through comparethemarket.com. Simples.
Simples, okay? Friends, it's not complicated. The Christian faith is beautiful in its simplicity. Don't miss the simplicity of it. We are to believe in Jesus, the one whom God has sent. This is what God wants. He doesn't want us to do anything. Now that is good news. That is amazing news. So children, adults, older people, your life may not be everything you want. You may be very conscious of past mistakes or mess-ups. You may be very sure of how you fall short. This verse is a huge encouragement to weak, failing, and fearful Christians. Do you ever feel like you've mucked up as a Christian? You've not done enough? Have you slipped into habitual sin this week? Well, just soak this in. God doesn't want you to do anything to make yourself acceptable to him. He just wants you to believe. So listen to this quote from a guy called J.C. Ryle. He's a former Bishop of Liverpool. It says this, our past lives may have been very bad. Our present faith may be very weak. Our repentance and prayers may be very imperfect and poor. Our knowledge of religion may be very scanty. But do we come to Christ? If so, the promise belongs to us. Christ will not cast us out. Believe in Jesus this harvest. This is what God wants and what God requires. And it's this Jesus who provides food that's going to last for eternity, spiritual food. That spiritual food is himself. That food, as we see in the rest of John 6, is Jesus' death on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins, as we thought about in the confession when I read from verse 51. Jesus wants to give himself to each one of us. The crowd wants to do, but Jesus wants to give. And the crowd, they can't cope with Jesus' simple answer because ultimately they don't want to believe. Let's have a look down in verse 36. Jesus says, but as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. So in verse 30, they ask Jesus for another sign. But Jesus has just fed 5,000 people, plus all the women and the children with those 5 loaves and 2 fish. They already know many of the healings that Jesus performed, yet they ask for another sign. And I've heard people say, and you might have thought it as well, you know, oh, if only God would make himself obvious, then I'd believe. Well, Jesus did make himself abundantly obvious. But on our own, we don't want to believe in him. The people who saw Jesus still did not believe. They would not believe. Yet that is all that God was asking. We want to prove ourselves and do rather than trust and believe. Now, the crowds, they were using a lack of evidence as an excuse. They said that their descendants had had manna sent from heaven when they fled from Egypt in verse 31. But in verse 32, Jesus reminds them that it was his Father who sent that bread. And the Old Testament manna, that bread from heaven, was meant to point them towards Jesus, not to them asking for another sign. So we get in verse 33, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Bread from Morrison's can't live forever, but Jesus claims that he can. So the crowd ask the natural question. "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Now that sounds like the right response, doesn't it? But the problem is the crowd just wanted the bread. They didn't want Jesus. So look what Jesus says in verse 35. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus says that he is the bread that the crowd are asking for. Now, Jesus often uses food and water to teach about who he is and why trusting him is so important. And as we've seen in verse 36, the crowd don't want to know this because they want food that spoils rather than knowing Jesus. They don't believe. They want to do, to prove, rather than believe. Now, we need bread and water in this life, don't we? We need them for energy and life. They're really essential. So let's just think for a moment. What is our greatest need? Okay? If you're unemployed, is it a job? If you're tired, is it a holiday? If you're hungry, is it bread? If you're thirsty, is it water? Well, in verse 35, Jesus says, he is what we need most, above all of those things which are all important. Look at that verse again. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Our biggest need is to know God and go to heaven. And Jesus tells us how. By believing in him. You see, what we need most depends on knowing what lies in the future. Okay? What we need most depends on what we need in the future. So, this week, I went on a conference with Bob, okay? Went to the Renew Conference, so lots of like-minded churches like ours from around the country, thinking about how to grow gospel ministry around the country. This time last Sunday, I was thinking, right, what do I need for going away with Bob? Right, so let's have a look. In fact, I'm just going to pop that in there. Okay, let's see, someone want to pull something out of the bag here. Ruby, do you want to help us out? Do you want to choose something from the bag? Do you want to have a look? You can pick something out of this bag. Here we go. Do you want to choose something from the bag? There we go. Oh, okay. You've gone for the big thing. Well done. Nice. Da-da-da. Big and strong. Great. Ruby, what is it? A beach ball. Now, do you think I'm going to need a beach ball going on a conference with Bob? No, that wasn't my biggest need. No, it's not. Okay, let's see. Esther, can you pull something out? Okay. Oh, my word, what is this? Oh, yes, my wetsuit. Am I going to need my wetsuit for going away with Bob? No, don't need the wetsuit. Ah, let's have a look. What else might I need? Archie, do you want to choose something from the bag? Going away with Bob, what do you think?
Toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Yes, I would need my toothbrush. Yeah, it does work. Thanks very much. I did dry it before I came out, so you didn't get wet. Phew. Yes, I need my toothbrush because it was an overnight thing. And then one more thing. Go on, Charlotte. What is it? A Bible. Yes, I did need my Bible, you see. What I need depends on what's coming up in the future. For going away with Bob, I needed to be prepared. What we need depends on what the future holds, okay? The Bible is clear that Jesus is coming back and that one day we're going to meet him. So we need to be ready. We need bread and water in this life. Without them, we'll die. But we need Jesus for eternal life, because without him, we'll die eternally. We need to recognize and trust in Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus will give us all that we need spiritually, and he'll never let go of us. He tells us that in verse 39. And as we finish, look at verse 40. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus will raise up those who have believed in him to eternal life with him forever. That is great news. So remember, what is it that God wants? It's simple, to believe in Jesus. Not to do this and that to prove yourself, because you can't. You'll just be working for food that spoils. Don't try and do, just believe. It's simple. And Christian, don't get caught in the trap of trying to prove yourself and forgetting God's grace to you in sending Jesus, the bread of life. Also, just as you don't need to prove yourself to God, so Jesus doesn't need to prove himself to you. He is the bread of life. His life, death, and resurrection prove that. So don't be stubborn in unbelief like the crowds and keep asking for signs. Don't delay. Your biggest need is to have this living bread, to have eternal life, because Jesus is coming back.